American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 4C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the pairs of words and repeat them. The noun form of each pair of words contains the AL suffix.
Arrive, arrival. Approve, approval. Deny, denial. Dismiss, dismissal. Refuse, refusal. Remove, removal. Rent, rental.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a question. Then use one of the nouns in Figure 1 to complete the answer. Write the correct word in the blank. Look at the example and listen.
Will Peter arrive tomorrow?
The correct noun is arrival. Listen to the question again, then answer it.
Will Peter arrive tomorrow? Repeat. Yes, we're looking forward to his arrival.
Now, listen to the question and write the noun that completes the answer. Don't repeat. Just listen and write.
Number 1. Has the major approved Lieutenant Taylor's leave? Number 2. Will the students be dismissed at the regular time? Number 3. Did the lawyer really refuse to answer the judge? Number 4. When should we start the music? Number 5. How can an elected official be removed from office? Number 6. Did Steve deny that he'd been speeding? Number 7. Why did you rent a house instead of buying one?
Listen and check the words you've written.
Number 1 is approval. Number 2 is dismissal. Number 3 is refusal. Number 4 is arrival. Number 5 is removal. Number 6 is denial. Number 7 is rental.
Listen to the questions again, then say the answers.
Number 1. Has the major approved Lieutenant Taylor's leave? Repeat. Yes, he's given his approval. Number 2. Will the students be dismissed at the regular time? Repeat. No, there'll be an early dismissal. Number 3. Did the lawyer really refuse to answer the judge? Repeat. Yes, and the judge was angry at his refusal. Number 4. When should we start the music? Repeat. Start the music upon the general's arrival. Number 5. How can an elected official be removed from office? Repeat. The people have to vote on the person's removal. Number 6. Did Steve deny that he'd been speeding? Repeat. Yes, but the policeman didn't believe his denial. Number 7. Why did you rent a house instead of buying one? Repeat. Because a rental is all I can afford right now.
Look at figure 3. Listen to the sentence under the picture. Then make a new sentence beginning with the anticipatory it. Listen to the example.
Mr. Dean's upset that Andy broke his window. It upset Mr. Dean that Andy broke his window.
Now, listen and change the sentence to one beginning with the anticipatory it.
Number 1. He was relieved that he passed the test. Repeat. It relieved him that he passed the test. Number 2. She was annoyed that everyone left her to clean up. Repeat. It annoyed her that everyone left her to clean up. Number 3. Mr. Johnson was surprised that we remembered his birthday. Repeat. It surprised Mr. Johnson that we remembered his birthday. Number 4. The teacher was concerned that Sam had been absent so much. Repeat. It concerned the teacher that Sam had been absent so much. Number 5. Jane was worried that the factory was polluting the air. Repeat. It worried Jane that the factory was polluting the air. Number 6. The people were amazed that Mr. Z could pick up the car. Repeat. It amazed people that Mr. Z could pick up the car.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat. Notice the rising and then falling intonation at the end of the questions and the falling intonation in the responses. Number 1. Do you go to the dentist once or twice a year?
I usually go twice a year.
Number 2.
Do you play tennis or golf?
I play tennis. Number 3.
Will the test be Monday or Tuesday?
The test will be on Monday. Number 4. Are you at home or still at work?
I'm at home now.
Number 5.
Was the movie boring or exciting?
It was very exciting. Look at the dialogues again. After you hear the question, read the answer in part B. Don't repeat. Just listen and answer. Remember to use falling intonation at the end of the answer. Number 1. Do you go to the dentist once or twice a year? Number 2.
Do you play tennis or golf?
Number 3.
Will the test be Monday or Tuesday?
Number 4. Are you at home or still at work? Number 5.
Was the movie boring or exciting?
Now this time, read the questions in part A in the dialogues and listen to the answers. Don't repeat. Just ask the question and listen to the answer. Remember to use rising and then falling intonation at the end of the questions. Number 1.
I usually go twice a year.
Number 2. I play tennis. Number 3. The test will be on Monday. Number 4.
I'm at home now.
Number 5. It was very exciting. Look at figure 5. Listen to a sentence. Then select the sentence in figure 5 that shows approval.
Number 1. Barbara works so carefully. She spends a lot of time to make sure she does things correctly. Number 2. What did you think of the movie? Number 3. Joe really keeps himself in good physical condition. Number 4. It's important to do your homework every night. Number 5. How would you like to go to the pool this afternoon? Number 6. I put my report on your desk this morning.
Now, check your answers.
Number one is A. Repeat. You're right. I wish the others worked as carefully. Number two is A. Repeat. I thought it was really terrific. Number three is B. Repeat. He sure does. We should all exercise daily like he does. Number four is A. Repeat. That's a good point. Otherwise, you won't be able to learn all the material. Number five is B. Repeat. Sounds great. I'm ready for some fun. Number six is B. Repeat. It looks very good to me. I'm going to give it to the colonel now.
Now, look at figure six. Listen to the situation, and then choose the sentences which show disapproval. Listen.
Number one. Andrew is always late. Number two. John drives much too fast. Number three. The children are very messy. They always leave their clothes in the middle of the floor. Number four. Paul never finishes his work at the office. Number five. Your friend always wants to borrow your homework to copy. Number six. One student always interrupts when the teacher or other students are speaking.
Now, let's check your answers.
Number one is A. Repeat. I'm fed up with it. I'm not waiting for him anymore. Number two is B. Repeat. It amazes me that he's never gotten a ticket. Number three is B. Repeat. It makes me mad that they don't pick up their clothes. Number four is A. Repeat. It really irritates me that we have to do our job and his job too. Number five is B. Repeat. Don't you ever do your homework? You should do your own work. Number six is A. Repeat. I can't tolerate him any longer. Someone should tell him to be quiet.
Look at figure seven. Listen to an announcement, Then write the answers to the questions about the announcement. Read the questions first. Now, listen to the announcement and write the answers to the questions.
Swimming lessons will be offered at the base pool beginning May 31st. Classes will last for 1 hour and will meet Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. The classes are open to both children and adults. For more information, visit the Recreation Center or call 456-7890.
Listen to the announcement again.
Swimming lessons will be offered at the base pool beginning May 31st. Classes will last for 1 hour and will meet Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. The classes are open to both children and adults. For more information, visit the Recreation Center or call 456-7890.
Now, check your answers.
Number one is, at the base pool. Number two is, May 31st. Number three is, Monday through Friday. Number four is, both children and adults. Number five is, the Recreation Center.
This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 25.